The head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, down at the tunnel. Coach, if you take away the first period, your team played a pretty good second half of this hockey game. What did you tell them after that first period? What kind of adjustments did you make?
Well, the biggest thing was just puck management. We just talked about how three of their four goals were it went directly from our stick to their stick into the net, and also that's poor puck management on our part. And I said we just got to get better at it. I mean, I thought we lost a lot of battles. We lost a lot of stick battles, and they capitalized it. I mean, I want to say first and foremost, Wisconsin played a hell of a game tonight. That was a very, very good team we played, and they were at the top of their game. No ifs, ands, or buts. I heard what you said about Kerrigan. I thought Kerrigan was outstanding for 60 minutes. It was not the back half that she played well. She played well for 60 minutes, mm-hmm. and she's the reason it was only 5-0. But we had chances. Their goalie made some saves. Obviously, we didn't have as many, but we'll certainly take a positive that if you eliminate that first period, it was a 1-0 game. But there's just little things we can get better at, and that's what we have to do tomorrow if we're gonna come out of here with any points.
Well, Wisconsin had some momentum there, especially as they were headed into that first power play opportunity. I thought your penalty kill unit on that first Wisconsin power play looked fantastic. You didn't give up a single shot on net in that first power play for Wisconsin. The second one, obviously, you guys were pinned into your own zone for quite a long time. But your penalty kill again, able to hold off the Badgers here tonight. They look pretty good.
No question. I thought our penalty kill, you're exactly right, Kelly. I thought that penalty kill in the second period, they did an outstanding job. And you're right, we got pinned in for almost a full 2 minutes with the same four, and Missy got hit with a puck, so she was obviously in some discomfort, but she sucked it up. And like I told him, I was proud with our compete level, our battle level, our care level, everything was there where we needed it. But against a team like this, you need to execute. You need to be unselfish. I thought there's times when we were shooting the puck, the better play was to move it to a wide open teammate. And I said those are the little things that you got to do against a team like Wisconsin. If you get a chance, boy, you got to make the right play to capitalize on it. And again, going back to that first period, just managing the puck better. You need a lot of things to go your way against a team like this when they're playing as well as they are. Certainly we got the goaltending we needed. We just couldn't get anything going on the other end.
Well, I thought Abby Haleska and Lydia Passholt, they had a couple of chances that 2-on-0. And again, that's do you take the shot or do you pass it? And that was one of those things.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
if you move the puck, you probably get it back for a tap-in.
Yep.
But everybody is so focused on I need to score that it's almost like they don't think about it. I mean, that was a 2-on-0 from the red line in, and we didn't pass the puck one time. And so that makes it kind of easy for the goalie. If you move the puck, get it back. I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
And again, your team too. One other thing that I saw tonight is your clearing attempts weren't as strong. Just trying to get it out of the zone. For some reason, Wisconsin was able to read those breakout passes, and they were able to hold it into the offensive zone. How do you adjust on that as well?
Yeah, we talked about it after the second period. We told our wings when you see that their defenseman is standing right next to you, you can't expect our defenseman to pass the puck. So you need to fly the zone. We need to get the puck out of, just fly the zone and push them off the line. And we talked about if our D have any open space to get their feet moving. And when you combine that with flying the zone, now you can chip it out. Or the other thing was to go D to D from one corner to the other, because that would have worked. I thought we did a little better job of it in the second period, other than that one shift when we got trapped out there for quite a while. But you certainly credit Wisconsin; they're just a very good team. They got their defense seem to have sticks that are 12 feet long,
mm-hmm.
and they get their sticks on a lot of pucks.
Quick turnaround before tomorrow's game. What's it going to take to win here or get some points?
Well, it's a new day, new opportunity. Like you said, we gotta get refueled, get a good night's sleep, and come back tomorrow ready to go.
Best of luck. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Kelly.